Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Ballsbridge Hotel. Plan your stay or conference for 2020 and 2021 at ballsbridgehotel.com.
Angela Scanlon has said that she used to... Now, we've all had a story like this. She lived in a van in Australia and she stank.
Ah, yeah, it's a bit sweaty sometimes, you know.
Well, it'd be very warm in Australia, as we know, on the best of days. She lived in a van in Australia for 3 months while travelling. I mean, how many people have been to Australia and gone into railing or whatever? And, you know, the old hygiene goes out the window. You're having the crack.
I'm actually not sure how the rail network is in Australia. I don't know if they have a like cross-country one, obviously. I don't mean
the rail network.
Yeah, I don't think you can hop on an L train and go from Sydney right the way to the
West Coast. Interrailing in Europe, I mean. Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know what the train system is like. I never hear about Australian trains, do you?
You don't, sure you don't.
I'd imagine it's good.
It's quite big, you know, it would have been a lot of tracks.
It's huge. Yeah. The Irish telly star posted a snap of a yellow van on her Instagram with the caption, 15 years ago, I lived in this van for over 3 months with at least four people, sometimes five. I know somebody was in Australia and ate super noodles every day for a year.
And they lived to 92. Uh-huh. So did she post a picture of this van? Did she bought it again?
Should we pull up on the curb, open the door, cover our legs with a towel and then sleep? We were never hassled, which is insulting. Although I suspect we stank. And she said, ah, memories.
That's a good repellent from creeps. Just stink.
Stinking, yeah. Although creeps won't really care about anything like that, will they?
Lived in a van, a very big van, in the country.
Dev Patel thought he'd be playing a different David Copperfield when he initially signed up for his latest role. He's the star of The Personal History of David Copperfield, which is out in cinemas on Friday. Dev says he was preparing to play the magician, not the Dickens character.
Watched a bunch of YouTube videos, found a black t-shirt to wear, tight black t-shirt, and no, it's this thing about this Dickens story, and there's horses and carts, and I wasn't sawing anyone in half.
I was relieved then, I suppose.
Yeah, different David Copperfield.
Could that really happen, though? Could you really get that confused about a new job you've been offered?
Is that David Copperfield the magician's stage name? Or... is it really his name?
Let me check for you, Jim.
You check that. That could be a question on Instagram. Chris Martin hit out at Autograph Hunters following a Coldplay gig in LA on Monday. He is seen on a video telling them, don't effing shout at me. It's so aggressive. Either ask nicely or just effing be polite. Go on, Chris. Here we go.
David.
It's bad boy Chris.
David Seth Kotkin.
Is his real name?
Kotkin.
Oh, yeah.
Kotkin.
You can't call yourself Kotkin. What about Copperfield? Anyway, be very nice to Chris Martin, right? Don't be aggressive.
I'm surprised at that. He's very gentlemanly, mannerly.
A lot of autograph hunters are just—it's sad to say—but they're doing it to sell them on eBay.
Mm.
They're not real fans, so I'd say, you know, if they're getting aggressive, he's like, "Back off, buddy."
Fair enough.
How much would you say Chris Martin autograph goes for?
Chris Martin autograph on eBay. 100 quid?
I'd say it'd be 40.
You see, the selfie has kind of diluted the value of autographs, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
Very easy to get now.
You can't sell a selfie to someone, can you?
No, you can't. But I just... no one is bothered. A picture is better. If you are a true fan.
You get your Chris Martin autograph, stick it under your bed, wait till they're all dead. Through the roof, it'll be worth.
Right.
Well, now, hopefully you'll be waiting a long, long time.
Yeah.
You know, leave it to the grandkids.
I just think
the grandkids, cha-ching.
Yeah.
Have you ever got an autograph of anyone, Nobby?
I think I asked Ray Darcy for his autograph.
Ray Darcy?
In Arnott's before when I was a kid.
Did he give it to you?
I can post it back to him now.
Thanks for listening on it.
I can't remember.
Really?
It was six or something. Six or seven.
That's no excuse.
He's working with Zig and Zag.
That's no excuse.
Back then, the guy was a
Zig
star.
Zig or Zag, is it? Zig or Zag, yeah.
Well, he didn't have them with him that day.
Wow, and who's he with?
I can't remember, Jim. Jesus. That's probably himself.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
He was a bachelor back then.
Right, okay. So he's just hanging out in Arnott's.
I wish there was somebody cooler to tell you about.
So do I.
You see, we've met much cooler people through this job, but it would be unprofessional to ask them for an autograph.
My Auntie Carmel told me I should be getting autographs of everyone who comes in. I said, you can't do that, Auntie
it's
Carmel.
Not professional.
You can't do that because it's not unprofessional. It's just, it looks a bit sad, you know. Can I have your autograph?
Yeah, sad and unprofessional, I'd say. Both, equal measures.
I did. I got you two to sign an album for me.
You sap.
Well,
imagine, like, I'd say to Ted Sheeran, well, actually, I did get Ed Sheeran. No,
you did, yeah. We've got autographs for kids.
I got him to sign now an album for somebody.
That was a charity thing.
That wasn't for me, though.
That was to earn money for something.
And he definitely signed a cuddle mug, which is probably still in my press, in my room, if anybody wants it.
Who's the most famous person you got an autograph on, please? 087-679-7104. Word knows you like that.
That is Dish at 6:53 and F104. Here are Coldplay.
It is the Strawberry Lounge. Are you with me? Are you with me?
We're with you till 10. And we're at Carey's Car Store on the Bluebell / Longmont Road. They're open 7 days a week. They even have an area for kids to mess around in while you're trying to crunch the numbers. Do a deal.
Very good, yeah.
Kick some tyres. Ask about service history. All that stuff, you know?
Good stuff. Right, let's look at what's going on in the world. So, I have told my kids that the weird people on the lampposts are calling to the door. The big square heads, just like the lamppost pictures.
Right.
And that's why we're not answering the door for 2 weeks. So the square-headed weirdos from the lampposts are all over the papers this morning. I'm not going to single any out.
Okay.
They're all the weird people from the lampposts.
So you're just not going to answer?
Oh, no, 2 weeks. No, definitely not. No. And who wants to answer the door to the lamppost people?
Oh, I'd answer the door.
Yeah, but like then you get into a 10-minute conversation. You're wasting your time here, pal.
I don't think things I'd say would make them leave before 10 minutes.
All right. Well, nothing's going to top my old man who chased a certain party down the path of the driveway.
And he was never seen again.
I chased him.
Good.
Well, the guy had to run.
Good.
It was good. So, that's making a lot of headlines this morning.
Donald Trump and Conor McGregor are tweeting each other. A little Twitter love-in.
Yeah.
Very, what's very the story strange.
So McGregor tweeted that Trump was one of the greatest presidents of all time, and then Trump tweeted him, congratulations on your great UFC win.
He also pretty much called Greta a prophet of doom. Didn't name her, but he was getting at it, talking about climate change as he exchanged thinly veiled insults with a teenager.
So insulting a 16-year-old girl. He was well able to handle it, by the way.
Actually, happy birthday, Greta. She's now 17.
Well, she's a 17-year-old girl and pals with McGregor. There you go. Dancing with the Stars, Ryan Andrews joked that he's going to propose to his girlfriend if he wins the show.
Well, he's obviously banking on not winning.
Well, it does add a little bit of extra spice, you know.
People don't want
to see a wedding.
Enda Kenny, Michael Noonan and Gerry Adams are 18 CDs retiring ahead of the election, and they're sharing a pension pot of €22 million.
What? Just between the three of them?
Not just between the three of them, no. Jesus, no.
That wouldn't surprise me.
No, 18.
They're off the lamppost now, those lads.
That's very
cool. Come on down off the lamppost.
We sound like robots, by the way. Sorry about that. We're trying our best.
We sound like robots.
Yeah, we're kind of dipping in and out. We go a bit robotic.
Yes, let me tell you.
Yum, yum, yum.
Well, would you like some seniors here? Yum, yum, yum. Here's some good news for McDonald's fans.
Yeah?
It's going to launch the Big Mac dipping sauce, so fans can have it with a nugget and fries. Oh. The so-called special sauce, normally found only in its burgers, will be sold in dipping pots from the 12th of February. There's also a bottle of it as well.
So you can bring it home.
The 50mm pots are only available for a limited period, of course they are, and staff are expecting bulk orders. Fans were already planning to stock up on the pots, which have a 7-day shelf life. Electrician Martin said, "I love the sauce. Normally I ask for an extra in me burger, so then I open it up, dip me chicken nuggets in it. Special pots are great news. If there was no limit, I would get €20 worth."
I didn't know you could ask for extra Big Mac sauce in your Big Mac.
This guy's a genius.
That's a bloody great idea.
He opens it up and he has his side nugget. He dips his side nugget.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. But like, wow, I never thought.
McDonald said, "A limited run of the pots will go on sale and it's expected to quickly sell out with restaurant staff prepped for bulk orders and big queues." Here we go again.
I think that's good news because, like, you think of all the big companies, they all have a burger sauce, but they're all trying to emulate the Big Mac sauce and nobody can.
Oh, well, I did see a fellow on YouTube making it at home and he said it tastes exactly the same.
Right.
Now, obviously, it's not the official one.
Well, no, but you can't buy them in a bar and...
If you follow this YouTube video, you can make your own.
Right.
If you're that keen on having burger sauce...
That is, yeah. There's something in it. It's nice. Although, sometimes mustard and ketchup... kind of Bunsen style is all you need as well.
It's all about the mustard, man.
Mm.
That's the secret.
It's very hard to draw
it's all about
burgers,
the, it's like, all about the tang.
Definitely about the tang, yeah.
Yeah.
It reminds all the tangs.
Ask you, what's the name of the fellow that came in? The American guy?
Hey, man. Whoa, yeah, woo.
That was DJ Barbecue.
DJ
Jim.
Barbecue. He was
the only person at his crowd at that barbecue festival thing.
Yeah.
That they then barred us from the following year. Nice people.
They barred us, did they?
Yeah, it's 7:15 on F104 on the Strawberry Alarm Clock. Good morning.
It'll be the 12th of February. This stuff is going on sale. It's a secret sauce, special sauce that no one has ever worked out until, apart from a few YouTubers, what it is. There'll be dipping pots, first time ever. They'll be on sale in the restaurant 24 hours a day. And they will cost 50 cent for a dipping pot.
Oh, yeah? A fitty ditty.
A fiddy diddy.
A fiddy dippy.
I did not know this. In 2016, a special sauce cartridge, being careful not to give away the name of the fast food chain.
We all know the answer now.
Well, because that's the qualifying question on Instagram for £1,000. A cartridge and gun reached bids in excess of £65,000 on eBay, and it was the last time customers in the UK and Ireland were able to get their hands on the special sauce.
Wow.
£65,000. With the cartridge... That's the thing for squirting out the sauce, yeah?
I presume so, yeah.
£65,000 for one.
I'd say some rapper lad had that and squirted all over his video in the back of a car.
What a waste.
Yo, I got £65,000 worth of special sauce.
So that's the qualifying question. Speaking of rapper lads, Versatile. A few weeks ago, maybe even months ago, this
respect
stage,
the MCs.
There was rumours that they were working with Coolio.
Yeah.
Well, they did, and they have, and the video shot in Ringsend, and just right up, very close to the Eastlink Bridge, featuring Coolio.
Coolio says that that is the
God, the Compton of Europe.
It's the
Ringsend.
Ringsend is the Compton of Europe.
Yeah, these guys, like Coolio's always with these lads, da. But yeah. it's shot so well. It's in Dublin. You can't. I mean, you couldn't play what the lads do.
No,
on radio.
You know, you shouldn't.
But they're very talented.
They are very good. Now they wouldn't be for the faint-hearted. So if you're easily offended, do not search out Versatile.
No, but if you want to see Dublin looking great with Coolio up the flats, then have a look.
That's very well put together. It's like the real deal.
And like he's rapping about Dublin. He really like the guy loves Dublin. Even before he was working with Versatile, there's something about here that he loves. But, yeah, it's a bit of a random one. The
it is. But it makes you kind of go, nice one, lads.
Anyway, the qualifying question, very easy peasy today. Go have a look. Dish the Dirt's coming up. And more of the Mr. Men that didn't make it this morning. Someone who might be knocking on doors and ringing intercoms at the moment.
Now, it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Ballsbridge Hotel. Plan your stay or conference for 2020 and 2021 at ballsbridgehotel.com.
2020 and 2021.
What is occurring, Jim?
The new single by One Direction's Louis Tomlinson credits Noel Gallagher as a lyricist and composer.
What the... hell.
So he reached out, Louis Tomlinson from One Direction reached out to Noel Gallagher from Oasis and said, will you write a song for my album? Now, there must have been a serious There must have been a benefit for
Liam. No. Is going to have a field day with this.
Yeah. His brother Liam would certainly agree that it's getting a little bit strange. He doesn't need encouragement to stick the boot in. Now, in Noel's defense, Noel is a songwriter. You know, the craft of songwriting is his thing.
Yeah.
I would imagine this is not the only song he's written for someone else and possibly wasn't going to make a big song and dance about it. Songwriters do that. They give songs to other people. Look at Ed Sheeran.
All I'm saying is, please watch As It Was. And when Liam is leaving Peggy's house, there's a photograph of Noel and his missus on the wall. And what Liam says to the picture, the mother says, "Ah, Liam, will you stop?" It's hilarious. But I'm sure he has written for the people, but he was in One Direction.
Liam, like Liam Tomlinson, like, you know. Anyway, he's made no secret, Liam hasn't, of being a huge Oasis fan. He said, "They're sick. We need more bands like them that don't give a you know what." And his feelings, you know, Noel's feelings have mellowed. So, would you like to hear a little bit of the song?
If you must, but the only person we're listening, apart from Noel at the moment, is Harry. Harry's stuff is excellent.
Even Liam was admitted that he was surprised when Gallagher gave his permission.
And took the higher ground. Oh, yeah. You can hear it.
Yeah. All right.
I listened to that last week and I didn't make the connection, but I thought that sounds like something else.
There was one that you thought sounded like some 60s band.
That's Harry's.
Right, okay. Yeah, it's very Wonderwall.
That's, well, it's very Noel.
Yeah.
Time Flying Birds.
It's a bit So Sally Can Wait.
It is.
Isn't it? Yeah. Don't Look Back in Anger. There's a touch of Don't Look Back in Anger.
I just can't believe Noel Gallagher is writing songs for boy bands.
But what's wrong with that? Like, he's going to make a lot of money if that's a hit.
Because he's selling out. He's been anti that for years. All his life.
Taylor Swift opens up about starring in a weird ass movie, Cats.
She could have said no.
She could have said no. I mean, Jason Derulo's in it, you know? Anyway.
So is Idris Elba, buddy.
Now, look, on paper, the massive film company comes to you and says, Andrew Lloyd Webber's massive hit is going to be made into a movie for the first time properly. It's going to be live action. We got James Corden and Idris Elba. They're queued up to do it because we have to have James Corden. They have to have an English accent in every film. Do you know that?
Yeah.
It's part of the rules.
Terms and conditions apply.
So, you know, she probably thought, there's a huge cast. I'm going to be in that. Now, nobody knew it was going to be a, you know.
I'm nearly more surprised that Noel Gallagher's working with Louis Thomson than Idris Elba agreed to do this movie.
Anyway, here is Taylor's song, Beautiful Ghosts, from the film. Something to cling to.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Visions of dazzling rooms I'll never get let into.
no dispute that the girl can sing. She can definitely sing.
You know, she's not a good singer. She's a great singer.
Yeah.
Right, Sophie Piper. Love Island fans were branded Sophie Piper the snake of the series. I don't understand when people say, oh, she's playing a game. It is a game. It's a TV game show.
If you have to say or ask, you don't know.
It comes after she lied to her partner, Connor, in last night's episode about sharing a kiss with Connor. She fiercely denied the snog before later admitting it.
It was on camera, wasn't it?
You had a kiss with him last night, didn't you?
No, I had a kiss with him in a challenge.
In the challenge?
Yeah.
The challenge.
Okay, no, because someone told me, so I was like, oh, I was just wondering if that was the case.
Yeah, they won't be playing Scrabble to see who's going to kiss her next, will they?
No long words anyway. It's FM 104, Strawberry Alarm Clock.
They're knocking on the door. I call them the lamppost people. They have big square heads, and sometimes during the daytime they come down off the lampposts and they knock on your door and they make you promises and they ask you questions. It's better probably just not to answer the door.
Here comes Mr. Politician.
Hello, can I count on your vote even though I hate you?
Mr. Politician is always in great form when he's at your door.
It's a great day, isn't it? Great to be alive altogether. I can fix everything, you know that.
But he's very serious when he's on TV.
Well, Brian, none of those allegations were proven. And furthermore, I'd like to point out...
Mr. Politician is very talented at never answering a direct question. Aren't you, Mr. Politician?
Well, since 2002, answering questions has been a grey area. And indeed, going forward, I would propose that...
Answer the question, Mr. Politician.
Well, if you'd just let me finish, please, Mr. Narrator. I have a statistic here that answering questions, which is up 7.7% on the previous government...
Mr. Politician, during election times, likes to make lots and lots of promises.
I can make the water meter thing go away. I can make you get more cash. I can make it stop raining. I can make you feel good.
Once he gets elected, here's what happens.
Hello, Mr. Politician's office.
I'd like to speak to Mr. Politician, please, about some promises he made me at my doorway.
Mr. Politician's not here and he'd like you to never call back. Bye-bye.
Mr. Politician is a spoofer in a suit.
72% of unhappy people with local government are actually penguins.
When he gets to work, he's part of a group that he calls a party.
Yeah, party time. The doll bar, low prices on fizzy drinks. Party time, baby.
His party don't like all the other parties.
Minister, shut up. Shut your face.
You shut your hood.
You shut your face.
You used to be a terrorist.
Would you ever go and buy a suit, you long-haired hippie
Mr. Politician gets lots of money and a massive pension. Don't you, Mr. Politician?
I can't talk about finances for obvious reasons, sir.
Mr. Politician has a huge extension on his house. It was paid for by Mr. Property Dealer. When Mr. Politician gave Mr. Property Dealer planning permission for his badly constructed apartments. Isn't that true, Mr. Politician?
That's not a matter I can discuss because it's an ongoing legal investigation.
Where are you going, Mr. Politician?
I'm actually going into hiding for the rest of the week, so...
Bye-bye, Mr. Politician.
Vote Mr. Politician in the elections. I love you.
I'll never vote for you.
FM 104's Instagram with Cover in a Click. Young driver car insurance specialists. See what you can save. Coverinaclick.ie.
10 questions.
Still thinking about it.
60 seconds. €1,000. FM 104's Instagram.
Aisling is in Raheny. Good morning, Aisling.
Good morning.
Good morning. You work for Electric Ireland.
I do.
What do you do there?
Just administration work.
So what do you mean, just administration work? Why did administrators always call it just? Aisling, would collapse without you, Aisling.
Aisling, do you have the power on your computer to cut somebody off?
Oh, I couldn't tell you that now.
Wow. I'd love a button like that.
I got the power. Is that the theme tune when everyone walks through the door? Does that start playing? Is that their doorbell? I got
it
the
is,
power.
Yeah.
All
right. So, are you in the East Wall Electric Ireland part?
No, Santry.
Where?
Okay. Santry.
In Northwood and Santry.
Oh, that's still handy for Rania, though, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
You're not going through town, at least.
Definitely not, thank God.
Right. When you normally play, Aisling, are you a regular player of Instagram?
Every morning.
Okay, so every morning. So
he's getting nervous now.
No, I'm not. Actually, that's more exciting because so you're kind of used to the questions we do, so you know what kind of stuff comes up.
Yeah.
I do a little bit, but it's kind of that thing of when you're listening, you can get them all right. When you're put on the spot, you get them all wrong.
What are you strongest at, would you say?
Ooh, I don't know.
Okay.
Random questions.
Random questions.
Random questions.
Well, the first... Yeah, they're all fairly random today.
Of course they are, you wrote them. Although one of the questions is mine. Let's begin.
It could be two of yours, actually.
Let us know how you do.
The game begins in 3, 2, 1.
What are Colgate and Aquafresh famous for making?
Toothpaste.
Who presents the panel show Mock the Week?
Dara O'Brien.
What TV comedy show is set in school in Northern Ireland in the 1990s?
There we go.
What football club does Mesut Ozil play for?
Arsenal.
True or false, Tom Hanks revealed recently he once was Justin Timberlake's babysitter.
False.
You're doing very well. We've come too far to give up who we are, so let's raise the bar and our cups to the stars. Is a lyric from what hit song?
Oh... No idea.
What train station is in Dublin 8? It's a major train station. It's in Dublin 8.
Major. Come on, Ashton. Come on. Come on.
What's a big train station?
Houston. What social media personality is the younger brother of Coach Kavanagh?
James Kavanagh.
What does E or U stand for in the Gord E? E or U?
The emergency response unit.
Please. And what car logo is a prancing black horse with a yellow background, usually with the letters SF?
Ferrari.
Wow. Okay, Aisling. You did very, very well, Aisling.
Up till question 5 you did anyway.
Was it no number 6? It was the lyrics one.
Come too far to give up who we are. Now, if I'd have said it that way, you would have got it.
Yeah, definitely.
What's the song?
Daft Punk.
Get Lucky.
Get Lucky. Aisling, that's the only question you got wrong.
Oh. Although Houston did take you like an hour, but yeah.
Get Lucky. Well, yeah, you threw Houston into the hat there.
9 out of 10,
Aisling. 9.
That's very good.
Now, if you got the lyrics one correct, I wouldn't have probably said major train station. I would have just kept going.
Thank you.
But, brilliant. 9
That's
is
impressive.
Very respectable, Aisling. Head held high, but Get Lucky wasn't lucky for you.
Electric Ireland are getting lucky that they have her as an employee because she's clever.
There. I think she's getting a bonus in a half day today.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Well, our bonus to you is a strawberry alarm clock cuddle mug. In fact, some people on the WhatsApp are saying you should get 2.
Aw, thanks very much.
So go on then, have 2.
That's brilliant, thanks a million.
Double cuddle. Thanks for playing, Aisling.
If you got 10 at home or in your car or yourself, let us know. I'll give you personalised emojis.
And hello to Julie. She's getting dropped to school by her ma. Hasn't had it in so much time. And they have a lot of crack listening to the strawberry together.
Hey, Julie.
And ma.
Now, it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Ballsbridge Hotel. Plan your stay or conference for 2020 and 2021 at ballsbridgehotel.com.
A new Netflix movie starring Mark Wahlberg and Post Malone is on the way. Spencer Confidential will arrive on Netflix in March. And Mark Wahlberg is going to be there. And... yeah, it sees the flick. Mark Wahlberg played the title character. He's an ex-felon turned detective called Spencer. And aside from Wahlberg, the film has a very good cast. There's Winston Duke, Alan Arkin. He's brilliant. And various other people. People who are in Fargo and stuff like that. But Post Malone. Yes. So, it sounds good. Here is the trailer.
You want in? No. You don't get the cold gun.
Hawk is the name of a man with a shotgun. Spencer does your taxes.
That was good. I'm gonna let you have your little gun.
We're about to walk barefoot to the gates of hell. That's how you throw a punch!
You got two grown men running around playing Batman, Robin. And Alfred over here.
Don't call me Alfred. Hey!
Don't call me Alfred.
I have a funny feeling Mark Wahlberg, should he live to 90, is going to still be putting himself forward for action movies.
He's a very good actor. I'll give him that. Right. You know? Who cares about real life?
Okay.
MC Hammer was revealed. Now, MC Hammer was a hip-hop kind of big-trousered fella back in the 80s and early 90s. And he's revealed how he wrote You Can't Touch This in the new cheesy Super Bowl ad.
Wait, I can't touch this.
Right.
That is?
That's it, yeah. But that's should we sample that? He didn't even write that bit that he's humming.
Did he not?
No, that's Super Freak. He didn't even write that.
Oh.
All he did was stop Super Freak on a CD player and go, you can't touch this. Pretty much the end of it. Love Island fans have been left in shock after Mike hinted that he's having doubts over his romance with Leanne. The pair already became the bookies' favourites to win the series, which means they're the boring ones. But in the preview for tonight's episode, Mike isn't so sure. Here it is.
You know, I'm not going to lie, I'm a little bit annoyed.
It's all going pear-shaped.
You got that?
We haven't spoke to Hannah about it in a while. I'd like to know if she's still in or not. Because she's a good litmus test for Love Island.
We'll talk to Hannah during the week, definitely. And Quentin Tarantino confirmed he's going to slow down on his directing career in order to focus on his family. In a Popcorn with Peter Travers interview, the director shared his plans for the next phase of his life. Here's what he said. I'm going to stop directing as much and work with my family.
That won't last.
No.
A guy like that, that's what he's here to do.
Do you know he said what he does? So he has a scene written for a film, right? Mm. I saw him the other day on being interviewed. He has a scene written for a film, only one scene, has an idea for a film, goes down to a special room in his house, which is done, it's all his vinyl. He has millions of vinyl albums. And he has it done up like a record shop, like an old-fashioned record shop. And he has like stuff on the walls and all that kind of stuff, movie posters. And he flicks through, listens to loads of songs, makes a playlist. When he has the playlist together of what this movie would sound like, then he decides, okay, I think I have a film here. And then he writes the rest
of it. That's a very weird way to do it, isn't it?
He does it. That's why the soundtracks in his films are so amazing, because he bases the film around the music.
That's like Back to Front, Inside Out.
Yeah. I mean, like, to get the rights for certain tracks must be really difficult, but like, if it's Quentin, it's like, he wants you on the soundtrack.
I'm sure it's a bit easier when it's him, yeah.
Yeah. Dublin 7-4, it is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. And in studio is a returning pal of the show, Danny O'Brien. Touring all over the shop, worldwide. The world tour continues.
From deserts to Dublin. Because it's just back from Dubai.
Dubai to Blanche to Bray. That's literally what's happening.
It really is. It must be weird, though, for, you know, to wake up and go, where am I today?
Yeah.
Blanche.
Well, I'll tell you what about Dubai hasn't got a beach with a lot of stones on it. Bray has.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're bringing your new show, Reformer.
Yes.
What have you reformed? Because I remember the last time you were here, you quit sugar for a month.
Yeah, that's right. That's when I was writing the show, actually. Okay. I was touring the last one. I was writing this one. So I gave up sugar, caffeine, alcohol, cheese, meat, my five a day.
You gave everything up?
I gave everything up.
For how long?
I did it for a couple of months.
And what happened to you?
I got in shape. I had a really bad knee injury. That was part of the reason. So I had to do all this rehab and Pilates and all this crack. And it was either do that or face an operation that would have put me out of work for about 8 months.
Oh, dear.
So I said, right, I need to focus on this. I got healthier. My eyes were brighter. All that crack. Lost a bit of weight. But to you listeners out there, it wasn't worth it.
What did you miss the most of the five?
I didn't think I was that addicted. I didn't really drink coffee until the last few years, especially driving home at night. It was more a necessity. I'm just not really like coffee. Like,
okay.
And then it was coffee and sugar. For the first 2 days, I was getting like mental headaches and stuff. And I saw this documentary called That Sugar Film. That knocked me off the sugar. Like, I didn't realise how much sugar I was eating until I watched
that. Yeah, it's mad, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'm glad I did it. And it was good to give the meat a rest, give the planet a break as well. Overall, it was worth it. I try and cut down on stuff and try to be a bit healthier. Because I read an article, actually, that comedians have the lowest life expectancy out of anyone in entertainment.
Wow,
yeah. I never knew that.
How grim is that?
Is that the hours or why?
The hours, the lifestyle, the booze and the smoke, you know, everything. Like
the self-doubt.
Yeah, the self-doubt, the self-deprecation, the lack of will to live after a bad gig.
And Guerrero, I noticed as well, you've no helmet with you. Are you off the bike?
Yeah, the bike's in the garage, off the bike and back in the Corolla.
Is that because of the knee as well?
No, I just, like, that was for that show, and then, plus it's miserable and it's freezing out. It's tough enough driving around the car. At least you can listen to podcasts.
So what's
Corolla's the best-selling car in Ireland, nothing wrong with
they
it.
They are, they're great. I love my Corolla.
What did you, okay,
it's worth less than my laptop, I'm not even joking.
What's that car again?
Yeah, but unlike your laptop, it will never die.
That's 100% true. It's gonna outlive me.
It's true.
It's
like
a Nokia 2310,
It is.
I'm pretty sure you can play Snake on the radio, actually.
So what did you fantasize about when you were like off the stuff? Just like, I'm going to have a burger. No, like, was it a burger? Was
yeah,
it sugar?
Man. Yeah, like, kind of burger. Like, I don't really have a sweet tooth, but like, you know what I mean? Like, the kind of, you know, like, Bunsen burgers and that kind of thing. And, like, fried chicken sandwiches and, like, snack boxes.
Do you normally eat those things? I mean, you do. But do you really regularly eat Kentucky Fried Chicken?
You know? No, if I had a really bad night when I was off the booze, I'd secretly eat a snack box on the way home.
Right.
Or get a spice bag from this really, really rough chipper on Pier Street that does, they give you, like, a kilo of spice bag for, like, £7
nice.
And enough curry sauce to do you for a year.
Right.
Starry Night, 2 hours.
That's a lot of spice bag for £7.
It is. I brought a Swedish comic there called Tobias Pashan. He'd never been to Ireland. And I actually locked him in my car because I was worried for his safety. And I said, don't open the door. And he's like, what's happening? And then he'd never eaten a spice bag. He didn't know what. I gave him this and he goes, what is this? And I said, it's kind of chips and chicken and about 4 tablespoons of MSG. Enjoy. And it was like watching someone try crack for the first time. His pupils dilated. He lost his mind. I think he left his family after it.
I'm never coming home. Self-discovery. Did you find yourself on this journey?
A little bit. I went to Asia, actually, and I was in Asia during Ramadan, which was a mental experience. And I don't know if you've ever been to Asia in Ramadan, but no one eats till about 7 p.m. Mm. And everyone
has to go down.
Yeah, everyone's like takes out tables, families, work colleagues, mates. Everyone eats together and no one's on their phone. It's deadly. Do you know that kind of pure happiness you only get from food?
Yeah.
And it's like the only place I've seen that in Ireland is like Zaytoun at 4 a.m. Do you know when someone's just face against the window, locked, pushing a kebab into their face, but they're so happy?
Yeah.
Do you know, it's utopic.
That's the only time 3-in-1s are eaten after dark. Yeah. Also, not like Ramadan though.
A sober 3-in-1 is like someone hitting you with a baseball bat.
Ramadan sounds like Lent only with benefits.
It is, yeah.
You
just turned that sexual. it's like Lent, but with benefits, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. You're my Ramadan buddy. I'm like, you're very strict during the day, and then at night you get.
Yeah, I don't know if you can have Domino's. Like,
no,
they wouldn't have
Domino's,
any pepperoni like, for starters anyway.
It makes more sense than rent. Lent.
There's halal pepperoni.
Well, they do. They get because my brother-in-law is Turkish, and beef. Their beef pepperoni is amazing.
Yeah.
Probably better than our pig pepperoni.
I like the idea of Ramadan.
Yeah,
it's a good one.
People get in shape, they lose a lot of weight, you know what I mean? So it's kind of where the fasting thing comes from.
Yeah, the intermittent fasting thing. Did you try that as well?
Hmm? No, that's... I couldn't. I just can't.
Next tour.
Yeah, maybe.
So did you get Carl Spain on any of this gear?
I actually tried. I give out to him for his chicken sandwich consumption. And I was like his mother.
Did he make him himself?
I was like his mother in Dubai scolding him. I was like, oh, is that white bread there, Carl? Just like being all passive aggressive with him.
You might as well be eating a sponge.
Slow pushing dragon fruit towards him because you don't have it in Ireland. Like.
So yeah, looking forward to it. So Reformer is the show. Whelan's, Wednesday the 29th of January.
Yeah, that's nearly sold out actually. That's going to be a big one. If you're in Dublin for that one, I'd really recommend it because something a bit mad is going to happen at that won't be happening anywhere else.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
Get tickets on Eventbrite as well because it's quick. It's a bit cheaper on Eventbrite. I think it's like €1 quicker. And
where else in Dublin and around Dublin?
Doing Drake and Blanchardstown.
Yeah.
Your hometown. Ish. And I'm in the Civic in Tala.
Do you live in Blanchardstown?
As well.
No.
You hang out there. I've seen your Instagram.
I've done the show there, yeah.
I thought you were like, I thought you lived in the vicinity.
He went for the launch of Krispy Kreme.
I was just going to say
is that. What you mean?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what we were only talking about that yesterday on the show.
It was creeping on you then.
We were doing the show on the launch day, but I've never seen a launch like it. It was like something for. Like,
I remember, it was like Armageddon.
It was unbelievable. Yeah. They had a fella dressed as a donut, and there was fireworks, and there was
drones and all.
Unbelievable. And there was a queue of cars, and I videoed the cars, and I videoed the thing, and I went bananas, that tweet.
And then they had to close it down at night time. Only place I've ever had to close it down was Ireland. Because of the car horn.
You coming down to blow the horn and get a donut? Like it became an activity people were doing.
If that's not definitive proof that we're losing the run of ourselves again, like nothing is. Like,
yeah, people were disappointed when they banned the horns in the queue.
Yeah, the world is sinking and people are honking in Blanche for donuts.
Forget about Australia.
Yeah, whatever, Greta.
Now watch yourself at Whelan's because there's a Bunsen like five doors down.
Oh, I'm aware.
Right. Okay.
Might be an after show.
I might be on my sixth. I might be halfway through a free burger on my stamp collection card.
Listen, it's great to see you again, Danny. Reformer is the name of the show, and he's playing all around. Go and see him. Brilliant. Always brilliant. Good to see him.
It's my favourite show, to be honest. It's the best crack one I've had. Like just doing it. Like it's. It's
thanks a million, man.
No, I'm enjoying it more than the others. Like
I thought he meant our show too.
Oh, your show. I always enjoy your show.
No. You said it's the best. You enjoy it more than the others.
Yeah.
Cheers, Danny.
Thanks, lads.
Thanks, man.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104.
Good morning, Hannah.
Hello.
So, Hannah, the question is, we're kind of just wondering to ourselves, have you gone off the Love Island boil?
Like, I am still religiously watching, but I'm not happy with it.
What aren't you happy with?
Now, my sister said a good metaphor for it. It's like a Happy Meal Barbie. As right. in, it's a crap version of the real Barbie. Do you get me?
Happy right. Meal Barbie.
Yeah, do you like get what I'm saying?
You're paying $2.99 for a burger, chips and a drink and you want a full-size Barbie as well? Like
Barbie well,
no,
wouldn't have a Happy Meal.
The Barbies that McDonald's do are crap.
I don't understand. Me? So...
Guys,
Happy Meal Barbecue. I thought you meant Barbie dolls.
No, Barbie.
She does mean Barbie dolls.
You know
Jesus.
The little toys you get in McDonald's?
Oh, right. So it's a Happy Meal Barbie.
Yeah.
Right.
Not with the you full now. Size Barbie.
With you now. Gotcha.
That's what it's like.
Right. I was thinking like a little tiny barbecue out the back. A Happy Meal.
No, Jim.
Right.
Jim.
It's like a little, you know, you get a little tiny, like a cocktail sausage and that's your lot.
No, but that could also be true too. That's another metaphor.
What's this? It's a Happy Meal Barbie. Hannah has been talking about it on the radio.
Sometimes there's a place in life for cocktail sausages, lads.
Can I quote you on that?
Yeah.
Thanks.
So, Hannah, last night, the little game that's been played with the cards was hardly as good as the jungle now, was it?
Not at all, yeah. But I love the new girl, Rebecca.
Oh, she's hot.
She is the best looking girl I've ever seen. My jaw was dropped.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I think she's what's stirring it up a bit. She's not anything compared to Maura, but she's going to liven it up a little bit.
All right, so she's the one they have a kind of a lively one they parachute in to jazz it up. Okay.
Yes.
Someone is saying it's like the Europa League version of Love Island.
I don't know what that means. I don't know what the Europa League is.
Stick to Barbie and Happy Meals.
And you won't go wrong. So, is Mike really playing the biggest game of everybody?
Like, everyone is being so dramatic about what's coming on tonight. Everyone thinks that Mike is having second thoughts about Leanne. No, he's giving out to Shauna for her saying that he's a game player.
But is it not supposed to be a game player? It is a game.
Yeah, no, but
it's for cash. No. There's a winner.
No, you're supposed to find love and win the money genuinely.
Yeah.
Whereas he is playing with people's emotions.
If it is genuine love, Maura and Curtis, if that is all still an act and he's going to the ITV show and everything every Sunday night.
So impressive.
That's weird.
I reckon it's a contractually obligation.
Well, there's money in
it. It's easy for you to say.
They're worth
there's other people that have broken up. Like Amber and Greg broke up after the first week, like, and they're the winners. If they were on a contract, they'd get paid.
Do you think Maura and Curtis is real then?
I genuinely do. I think she was obsessed with him.
Okay.
There's more money as a couple than there is single.
Oh, Jim. Cynical.
Telling you.
Cynical.
I think your man, what's his name, is the little brother of the boxer lad.
Tommy.
Yeah. I'd say that's real.
Yeah, I suppose it is. But I just...
The old, you know, the Bungalow Tommy, as I call him.
Wait.
Nothing's upstairs.
I was just going to say they're too dumb to know what love is.
And finally, Hannah, Shauna and Rebecca, the chat.
Oh, Shauna. She's done this before with Eve, one of the twins, being like, let the best woman win. Like, this is not working for her. It's making her more desperate and Callum is going to be pushed away.
But there's always, think of it in real life, there's always a girl who is the confidant and then she says what you said back to somebody else. She's pretending to be everybody's friend.
Yeah.
That's what she's doing, isn't it?
No, because Shauna is the one. What do you mean?
I mean, there's people that they make out like they really care and they have the arm around you and they're getting all your thoughts.
No, but Shauna is desperate for Callum and that there's no two ways about that. No?
Do you think that's all? Yeah, but what's Rebecca got to do with it? She's only in.
Yeah, but Callum fancies Rebecca and Rebecca fancies Callum.
But what can Shauna do about it then? That's chemistry, man.
Well, that is what Shauna is trying to say to Rebecca. Don't do it.
Because I want him.
Yeah. But literally.
Is she being clear enough that she wants him?
Very, very clear.
Right.
Too clear.
If that was your life,
frighteningly clear.
If it was one of your sisters and you both liked the same guy, how would you word the same conversation?
Back off.
We would just be like, whoever he chooses, we'll just have to get. Actually, no. If me and my sister fancied the same guy, we would not do that because then, if say Caitlin started dating him,
so nobody,
I would fancy her boyfriend.
Yeah, that'd be a bit weird, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially comes around.
That would never happen, would it?
Never.
Sunday dinner at Kate's and you're kicking them under the table.
Stop it.
Pass me the parsnips there, will you?
Trunch me butter there.
Stop.
That would be weird, alright? Okay, fair enough. Mm. Right, so you're still in, Grant.
Yeah.
Is it one a 5 out of 10
though?
Though
is it? Sophie is inaudible and she needs, one of the things, subtitles.
Yes.
We're getting ridiculous at this stage. Do you want to get that?
I think she might be a dolphin.
Maybe.
Why?
Because she sounds like a dolphin, the way she speaks.
Okay. I think that's a whale noise.
Maybe she only makes sense in the pool. Maybe
or
you
like
can understand
the white noise that you can hear.
Yeah.
Maybe only certain people can understand.
Love Island is white noise.
That would make more sense. As always, Hannah, thank you for watching it so that we don't have to.
Thanks.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.